Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey girl, I'm Micaela, a mother, wife, Jesus follower, podcaster, empowerment coach, and a Chicana who loves her cafecito. I'm on a mission to empower each mujer to give herself permission to be the woman God created her to be. Because just like you, I wear many hats. Girl, I see you trying to take care of everyone else. But on this podcast, I invite you to grab your cafecito or glass of wine. Sit back, relax, because I'm going to mentor you and teach you how to stop being afraid of becoming the woman you know you were meant to be. So you ready? All right, girl, let's do this. Hey, girl, I am so excited. I wanted to jump on here and just bring you a quick word of encouragement on this Monday. So today is Monday motivation, and I wanted to bring you some motivation. I'm also really excited because if you are watching this in the Fearless Mujer community, this is actually the episode for the week. So I am going to jump on here and bring you a Monday motivation bonus episode because I think it's so important that we start with motivation, that we start to actually really begin to switch our perspective. And I've said this before, either you love Monday or you don't love Monday, right? So I think it's important to really just begin to start with positivity, but also to begin embracing who you are as a mujer. So I'm super excited. Again, if you are watching this, you can also listen to this. This is season 2, episode 12. And today I just want to talk about being yourself. So really, I just want to say this to you. Just be yourself. See, a lot of times we're more concerned with how we appear to other people. We're more concerned with what people are going to think about us. And so I want you to know that despite what anybody else may say or whatever they think about you, it really doesn't change who you are, because there is so much inside of you. There is so much within you, and you have so much to offer. You are here for a purpose. I say that all the time because I really mean it. So what happens when you show up as yourself? And this can be in all areas of your life, right? As a mother, I know as a mother, we have to have boundaries with our children, but at the same time, they have to know that we are human. We are people, right? We have feelings. We're not just this person who has a title of mom attached to them. We are also a person with feelings, with thoughts. And I think sometimes children maybe don't see it that way, because to them, like, you're just mom, right? And so that's for you moms out there. But being yourself is really going to help you show up as who you are. What happens a lot of times, especially when we're pursuing something, we start to compare who we are. And so we really need to begin stepping back a little bit and kind of switching what angle we're seeing things from, because we are not meant to compare ourselves to, you know, our neighbor or that girl on social media or even your prima, right? We're not meant to compare ourselves. There has been something uniquely deposited inside each of you, and that is your gifts, your strengths, your talents. And when you begin to understand those elements of who you are as a woman, there is no time and no room for comparison. And I've said this before on the podcast, that if you see a woman who's maybe kind of doing the same thing you're doing, it's a little bit similar. Number one, it's not going to be exactly how you're doing it. It may be similar, like, I'll just use podcasting because that's what I do, right? I've been doing that for almost 2 years. So when I see another podcaster, I don't think, oh my gosh, she's better than me. I do think like, oh, what mic is she using? She sounds really good, because I love to learn, and I love to know how I can improve, as you know, within my craft or whatever it is that I'm doing. But I wouldn't compare myself, because I know that what has been deposited inside of me, what has been put on my heart to step into, is going to be the way that I am supposed to do it. So there would be no purpose for me to compare myself. So whenever you see someone who's doing what you're doing, maybe you're a makeup artist, maybe you're a hairstylist, maybe you are an entrepreneur, you're a business owner, maybe you have a boutique. I mean, I could go on and on, right? But when you see another mujer who's doing what you're doing, rather than compare yourself, really watch her, hear her, see her, because as women, we all want to be seen. We all want to be heard. We all want to know that, like, man, people are cheering for me, because that fuels us. And when we become the women who rise up and say, you know what, I'm not with the comparison stuff, you truly become a leader. And people want to follow leaders who show up authentically. So you don't have to compare yourself. When you see another woman who's doing what you're doing, don't be intimidated, because she could be the woman that turns out to be one of your closest friends. She could be the woman sent to you. Like, she may have crossed your path for a bigger reason. And I'll share this really quick, just an example of what I'm talking about. So you guys know I'm an empowerment coach. I have been in a business program for, it's been almost a year. My year is coming up. And so I've met some amazing women from all backgrounds, all walks of life, in different niches, right? They're speaking to different people, and I love it. And so all of these women do have something in common. They're all women of faith, right? Because for me, I know that God gave me a purpose, and everything I do, I want to pour into it what he has given to me. So one of the women that I have gotten so close with was on this podcast, and her name is Adriana. And so if she's listening, shout out, girl. but Adriana, she is amazing. You know, when I met her, I asked her, I didn't really know her. We were on a like group coaching call with our coach, and she was, I don't know, there was just something about her, and I wanted to know her. I wanted to connect with her and jump on Zoom. And so I did what I do usually. I'm like, hey, do you have some time to chat? And we jumped on Zoom, and I just started getting to know her. We clicked right away. We had a lot in common. And she has become one of my very good friends. Like, I have only known her for a couple of months, but I have shared things with her that I haven't shared with people that I've known way longer than her. And, you know, I was in her coaching program because I really felt in my heart that I was supposed to work with her. So, long story short, I could have been like, I don't want to talk to her. I don't want to bring her on my podcast, right? Because she's a coach, that, right? I could have looked at it that way, but I didn't. Because my platform, however small, however big, it's meant to share with other people. And the whole point of even doing the Fearless Mujer podcast is because I want to give you value. I want to give you resources. I want you to know that you have a place that is your place, that you're safe, that you could be you, that you're not going to be judged. And that's why I shared, you know, a virtual cup of cafecito, but I shared my platform with her. I made space. So we need to be the kind of women that make space. because the women that make space for other women know how to show up as themselves, as who they are, authentically who they are. And so I want to ask you this, amiga. Are you showing up authentically as who you are? Are you showing up with everything inside of you? Are you hiding behind your gifts? Are you hiding behind your strengths because you're afraid of what people are going to think about you? Let me just tell you that if you are in that place, I'm not judging you, okay, girl, because I've been there. But don't continue to hide. Because when you actually step out, when you actually say, I'm going to show up as myself, when you actually just focus and not allow the voice of others and not allow what all the worry of what are people going to say or replaying your past mistakes or replaying what people have said to you, when you stop focusing on this right here, you're able to focus on this right here and yourself. And when you can focus on who you are deep within, you can focus on those out there. You can spread your gifts and your talent and your strengths. So that's what I want to ask you is, like, are you showing up as yourself? Why should you show up as yourself? Like, maybe you're like, Mikaela, why does this even matter? You know what happens when you show up as yourself? When you show up as yourself, it really creates boundaries. And now let me just say this, okay? This year was when I had a real up close and personal rude awakening from boundaries, because I had heard of boundaries, kind of, sort of, but I didn't grow up with boundaries. And now when you don't grow up with boundaries, that is very, very dangerous. Not growing up with boundaries will make you please others, literally please others, will make you worry about what are they going to think, will make you seek validation in what you're doing for others. And let me just say this. So I used to work at a well-known Italian restaurant, and I'll just say they have unlimited soup and salad and unlimited breadsticks. And if you know me, if you go way back with me, you know where I used to work. But you know, we have trays, or I don't work there anymore. We had trays, right? Big trays where you put the plates on. So I didn't understand this until the beginning of this year. Like I said, I literally felt like boundaries slapped me in the face, and I'm being real with you, okay? I'm not sugarcoating anything. I've said that several times on this podcast. I'm not with sugarcoating anything, but I felt like boundaries slapped me in the face, literally, because I didn't know that I was not setting boundaries. And so the reason I brought up the tray thing and my old job, because you know how sometimes people say, oh, my plate is full of stuff. No, girl, my tray was full. Okay. My tray was full of stuff piled on top of stuff, because all I kept doing was saying, yes, yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll answer your call. Yes, I'll answer your messages. Yes, I'll, yes, yes, yes. Listen, I'm not telling you not to help other people. I'm not telling you not to answer people's phone call. But if you are not creating boundaries and making space for yourself, that is a big problem. If you're searching for validation because you want to please everybody else, that is a big problem. Now, I can tell you this. I understand now that part of the reason why I kept saying yes was because of how I was raised, right? having had a parent who I constantly basically couldn't say no to. I had to say yes, because if I didn't say yes, my parent got upset with me. And so I learned to just say yes to please people. And let me tell you, that is not a good place to be in. And if you have been there, if you're like, oh yeah, I've been there, Micaela, I'm there right now, I want to tell you to start exploring boundaries. Start exploring. I'm actually exploring this with some of my clients right now. As you know, I'm not opening up any masterminds this year because I am creating a course. I'm also writing a book, which is like a lot. And I'm also a chauffeur for teenagers. So, you know, and I call myself the house coordinator because my husband works on the road. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes. But even though there's a lot going on behind the scenes, I don't feel like I have a full trade because I am learning to create boundaries where they need to be. Because what boundaries do is that they protect you. So if you are like, Micaela, I'm there right now, I feel like I feel overwhelmed, I feel like things are chaotic for me, let me just say this, girl, it is never too late. It is not too late to start exploring those boundaries. I'm working with my one-on-one clients. We are exploring this. So if you want to work on boundaries, you know that you need it. I am so happy to serve you. I would be so honored to help you. You can DM me on Instagram at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. You can also contact me, fearlessmujer.com/contact. Just, you know, let me know. Hey, Micaela, I need some help. I need some mentoring. I need support. I need coaching. I would love to chat with you. I'd be so honored to serve you. I'm currently running like a introductory package to one-on-one coaching. So I would love to go over that with you. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me so that we can, you know, jump on a cafecito call, because I love, that's what I love to do, right? So if you've never heard of boundaries, I'm going to just explain it this way. And I didn't invent this way of explaining it. I actually heard it from this woman who teaches the Bible, and she really loves to teach women and mentor women. And so the way she explained it was so freaking genius. Okay. And she got it from a book. So I'm going to share it with you because that's what I love to do. So basically, for those of you who have purchased a home, when you purchase a house, someone has to come and see where your plot lines start and where they end, property lines. And they want to see how far that goes, where they end, you know, all that stuff. So if you've bought a house, you know that it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of sometimes repetitive things and just a lot of stuff. But one of the things is that they need to know where your space is, basically. And let's just say that your house has a fence. The fence is there, right, to keep out intruders, to keep out people that don't belong there. So when we think of boundaries in terms of who we are as a person, as a woman, we are creating space for ourselves. We are saying, this is how far you can go, and this is where you have to stay. Because, and it's not putting a wall up, right? Because that's totally different. Something my friend Adriana helped me understand. But you're literally, you know, saying, this is how far we can go. For example, on Sundays, I don't answer my phone, girl, because that's my boo time. You know, that's my time with my guy, or that's my time with my kids, or that's my time when I take a bubble bath, give myself a pedicure, whatever it looks like. And I know it sounds crazy in that way, but yes, creating boundaries to make space for yourself can look like self-care, can look like quality time with your family, quality time with your significant other, whatever that is, right? So you are putting up a fence that is saying, hey, this is as far as you can go. And we need those boundaries, especially when we have grown up in toxic environment, when we have experienced trauma, we need those boundaries. But back to what I was saying, I had no idea what they were because I grew up in dysfunction. So I didn't even know what boundaries were. Like I said, I heard of them. Maybe I kind of explored them, but I didn't know I really needed them until, like I said, boundaries slapped me in the face. And it was not fun. Let me just say that, okay? So why do we need the boundaries? Why? Because it's going to help you show up as yourself. When you have boundaries, you're able to say what you need, what you want, without worrying about what other people are going to think. Because the truth is that you are not responsible for how other people will feel because you're setting boundaries. Boundaries is how you love yourself. It's a way of loving yourself, of showing love to yourself. And it's so important to have the boundaries. They will protect you. They will protect you from saying no, right? When you need to say no, they will protect you from overwhelm. They will protect you in your relationship with others. When you have boundaries, you are telling others, this is how I need to be treated. Or you can't treat me like that. You can't talk to me like that. And you know, it's crazy that when you're in a circle of people who do not understand boundaries or don't have them, they're going to look at you like you are crazy. Like you lost your mind. Like what's wrong with you? You're mean. They will. But you cannot allow that to make you feel bad because boundaries are so necessary. And the reason I'm sharing this is because this is season two, right? It's all about stepping into your influence. Season one, we talked about healing. Season two is about stepping into your influence. However that looks for you, because when you have the gift of influencing other people, that is so amazing and beautiful and special. To be able to influence others to become better, to love themselves, right? To step into their greatness, to, you know, expose limiting beliefs that are holding them back, whatever it is for you. To be a woman who influences, even your kids, right? You're always influencing other people. So let me just say this. To be someone who can influence others, you must have boundaries. You have to. It's important. And it's also going to help you show up as yourself. Being yourself, showing up as yourself, will help you to love yourself and appreciate yourself. And when you're able to love who you are as a mujer, to appreciate who you are, and let me just say this, let me throw this in there. If you've had a hard life, if you are like, girl, you have no idea what I've been through, then I want to say this to you. It's time to appreciate who you are. It's time to appreciate how far you've come. It's time to give yourself more credit for who you are today. And you know what? Understanding that we have to love ourselves is a beautiful thing. Because when you love yourself, when you learn to love yourself, and you learn to appreciate yourself, and you learn to just really just look back and say, wow, I've come a long way. You will not compare yourself. You won't have time for it. And when you learn to love yourself and appreciate yourself, it makes you shine. It really, truly makes you shine. And it helps you. It just helps you develop this confidence because you're showing up as you. You don't have to prove anything to anyone because you are being you. So just be yourself. Don't worry about what people have to say. Don't compare yourself. Be yourself so you can start setting the boundaries that need to be set. Be yourself so you can really step into fully loving who you are and appreciating who you are and appreciating how far you have come. And please know that I am always here. I'm always here. Whatever you need, I am here. And don't forget that, yes, we have the Fearless Mujer community, which is going to be specifically, still for empowerment and encouragement, but we're going to kind of gear that towards the podcast. And there's also a network that I'm currently trying to build up. I want you to come over there and become a founding member, the Fearless Mujer Network. You can actually find the link in the show notes. Or you can go to fearlessmujer.com and you'll find it in there as well. But listen, I am so excited for this course that I'm creating. I cannot wait till it launches. I'm super excited because I know that there's women out there who need resources. And a lot of times we don't want to step out because we're afraid to be judged or, you know, we don't really know what to expect, especially when we've never worked with a mentor. So this course is going to be for you if you really want to begin exploring what are some of the beliefs that may be holding you back from beginning to set goals and pursue the things on your heart. Because here's the thing, you can have lots of ideas, right? Or you can know that you know that there's something very specific that you're supposed to pursue. However, if you don't believe in yourself and you don't have the confidence that, you know, to know and the awareness that you can actually do it, you won't actually step into what it is that you believe you're meant to do. And it'll manifest into like procrastination or making excuses or just really being like, you know what? I can't do that. Telling yourself that you can't do that. And I want you to know that that's a lie. And it's crazy to even think that we believe lies about who we are as a woman, as a mujer, we believe lies. And I didn't know this until a couple of years ago, that I was believing lies about who I was. Because you guys, I'm going to be real with you. I was scared, okay? I didn't believe in myself. I felt like I was a failure at everything I did. I felt like it doesn't matter what I do because it's just going to get all messed up. I felt like I wasn't good enough. And feeling that way caused me to run away from things, from opportunities. It caused me to not show up as myself, as my authentic self. It caused me not to even know who I was at my core. And it caused me to just worry about what is everyone else going to think if I pursue this or, you know, fill in the blank. So I know the pain. I know the pain of not believing in yourself, of having this fear and these thoughts of like, oh, well, no one's going to care what I have to say, or people are just going to make fun of me, or people are going to talk about me. Listen, I did not understand this until I began to understand that I was believing lies about who I was. And that's why I so passionately explore this with my clients on the podcast. I explore this with women because if you could just see who you really are, if you could just explore every single lie that you are believing about yourself right now, I promise you that you would begin to believe in yourself and see yourself in a whole new light. And that's why I'm so passionate about exploring the lies we believe, because we believe so many lies about ourselves. And we have to be the kind of mujeres who, instead of hiding behind the lies, instead of being too afraid to confront the lies, are willing to be bold and step into, hey, you know what? I'm freaking tired of feeling like I'm held back. I'm freaking tired of feeling stuck. I am so tired. And understanding that there are, you know, girls who will be women in the next generation who are watching us. We are their example to show them how far they can go, how far they can reach, how successful they can be, because we truly determine our own success. And it doesn't matter where we come from, who our family of origin is, we have a bigger purpose. So that's why I'm tirelessly creating resources for you, so that you know that you're not crazy for wanting to pursue that thing, so that you know that you can pursue whatever that is for you. It could be going back to school. And the other thing is that I'm really tired of, you know, seeing women with potential, but yet they're so scared to step out to pursue those things. And I don't mean it in a way of attacking or like, oh, I'm so tired of this. Like, I don't mean it in that way, like in a mean, arrogant way. I mean it in the sense that, like, it literally, if I had a magic wand and I could just be like, here you go, let me just take off this fogginess in front of your eyes so you could actually see who you are. I wish I could do that, but I can't. But you know, I just want to create the right resources for Latinas, because there's more to you, amiga. There truly is more to who you are. And I want you to know on this Monday morning that whatever happened yesterday, girl, it's already in the past. So today is Monday, right? How can you begin stepping into your boldness? So it's time. It's time that we no longer hide behind our past mistakes, because all that does is bring on shame. And I want you to know that you have such a bigger purpose. You truly do, no matter what anyone has spoken over you. So I hope that you have a fantastic Monday. Hey girl, wasn't that episode so empowering and inspiring? Hey, do me a favor, share this episode with the women in your life, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up. You can share this episode with your amigas by texting them the link, posting it on social, and you can also tag me in your stories on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'll make sure to give you a shout out. And hey, if you haven't left a review for the Fearless Mujer Podcast and you have Apple, go ahead and leave me a review. Let me know that you're loving this podcast. All right, girl. God bless.